Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Peter Meyer is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. MeyerGroup.com, is that right? GRP, MeyerGRP.com? I say that
right?
That's
correct, thank you.
All right,
yeah.
So and they can find all your books there and all the things that you've been writing about recently and all that, right? How to use you, if they can use your services, your consulting services, which are top shelf, globally top shelf, folks. So check out what Peter has to say.
Thank you.
Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about value pricing, ladies and gentlemen. Value pricing leads to maximum margins, gross margins. Is that a fair statement, Peter?
Or the
goal of value pricing is to lead to
growth and improve gross margin and to improve satisfaction with your business.
Yeah, yeah.
The difference between surviving and thriving. Thriving is what you want. You want to feel good about your business, and you do that by getting really good gross margins because then you have a sense of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Sometimes, though, and I know this is something you really focus on, and I'm glad you do, and I'm glad you keep us honest about this. Sometimes we think, okay, what can I do to drive? I want to drive my margins. What can I do to drive my margins? When according to the Peter Meyer book of rules, you should wake up and say, what can I do to make my customer happier, more confident, more trusting, and answer, right? Am I hitting the right? And then that will lead me to my goal. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. It feels like you've read my books.
I am.
And I will have to say that I think that people who trust you will be more comfortable paying more and improving your gross margin than people who think, golly, does he really understand me?
Something I've been saying now for a long time, 17 years probably, is that trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice, isn't it?
It is absolutely the best practice for your business to trust and be trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take like the construction industry as an example, there's a place where trust is critically important in order to get your gross margins up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you've talked about that. Give us an example.
Well, yeah. I love this example of contractors, general contractors, or even subs, who live their life bidding jobs. Their world is whether they get a bid or not. But their goal, all of them that I know of, the holy grail for them is to get to a point where they have customers who have regular jobs going on, like big companies who build a lot of stuff and maybe factories. They have a lot of work that happens every year, and they're so happy with their quality, they can trust them, that they don't even bid that work. They just give it to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they no longer go through the bidding process.
Even though they know they're going to pay maybe 5% more than if they bid it out. But the trust and the confidence and the attention to value, they're willing to pay for that.
I agree with you. Let's look at that from two sides. I had a plumber over at my house the other day, and I choose the same plumber. I choose the same person on that plumber's team every time. And yes, I pay a few dollars more every time he comes out. But you know, I trust Butch. He knows the house. He knows what to do. He knows how to take care of me in a way that works.
And you trust him in your house.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
and
a big deal.
And we're asking our customers to trust us in their business. And I think that in their lives. And I think that we deserve to treat them that way. And they deserve us to do that. And then I look at another way. When I'm done building a building, when I'm done putting together whatever package it is, project that I've been doing, when the customer looks at that building, are they saying, I feel I was taken care of, or are they saying, I have a building?
Mm-hmm.
Which gives me the most satisfaction, and which gives me the highest level of margin?
Mm-hmm.
When the customer says, I've been taken care of, that's when they're willing to pay more, and they're going to feel better, and that's when I feel better.
And they'll give you referrals.
Yes.
If you can achieve value pricing, the payback opportunities are huge, aren't they?
Absolutely, because then what happens is that you continue into an upward spiral of happy customers, solving real problems, and increased satisfaction for you, mm-hmm. and the money follows that directly.
One of the things that I pointed out in my book, as you know, there's a whole chapter in my book on trust. One of the things that I said there is that trust was present at the moment of proto-market 10,000 years ago. It was present at that moment. Otherwise, mm-hmm. the first market could not have happened. But 10,000 years later, in my opinion, Peter, trust is even more valuable today than it was 10,000 years ago. What do you think?
I think you're right. Because there's less of it than there should be, it's more valuable now than it ever has been.
Mm-hmm.
And how to earn it is the real issue to how to increase your gross margin.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to increase your value pricing is to earn that trust. The way to earn that trust is to be, going back to where we were last segment, a better listener,
mm-hmm.
and then a better talker.
Mm-hmm.
Listening comes first.
That's the thing, folks. The chicken or the egg is not a quandary here. It is the egg. The chicken comes from the egg, and the egg is, in this case, the egg is, what does the customer want? And, Peter, I make the distinction between what they want and what they need. What they need is a commodity. What they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything.
That's an important distinction. And how do you find out what they want and what they need? You don't assume for them. Mm-hmm. You ask them.
You have to ask them. Yes, ma'am, I know what you need. You need to have your car covered. But tell me what you want this to do. Or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. I know you need a house. You need shelter, but what do you want this home to look like? Those are the kinds of questions, don't you? That leads you to value.
Mm-hmm.
Those are value pricing questions, aren't they?
They are. Let's talk about more of that when we get back.
We'll do it that after these messages. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, he knows the score. I told you we'd get smarter when Peter joined us. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.